As announced earlier, in an effort to make in-house communications more efficient, we elicited proposals from Barklin Consulting. As you know, they have visited each department to listen to small response groups and to speak privately with individuals in various positions. They carried out surveys at all levels. A full report of their findings and proposals has been submitted to our directors. Today, let me touch on the highlights of their report and present some proposals for how we might begin to adopt their recommendations going forward. In regard to the way that we conduct meetings at various levels, the report has several concrete suggestions. First, it suggests that we reduce the frequency of large department meetings because the agendas often extend beyond the coverage level of the members. According to the survey, a significant number of employees feel that frequent, large-scale meetings tend to consume too much time and consist simply of the reading of reports that could be disseminated in a more efficient manner. Some feel that the matters discussed are outside their own areas and that they do not necessarily need to be updated on what is happening in all of the other departments. The report suggests that at least a portion of the large-scale meetings could be replaced by the adoption of smaller focus groups that meet only when necessary. Second, the report suggests that a special corner of each floor be designated as a meeting area with small, round, waist-high tables with an ample supply of power plugs. These tables could be configured to suit the number participating and to make flexible use of the space. This would allow participants to bring their laptops to share data, designs, and other digital sources. Such areas would not have chairs or stools, and that would encourage members to keep meetings short. As an aside, the report points out that recent research shows that staying seated for long hours is bad for health, and these short periods of standing might help relieve back pain. A third suggestion mentioned in the report is that information that would be relevant to all members of a department or the entire firm could be distributed electronically. Someone could be given the responsibility of highlighting significant topics and points in the file, so that each individual would not have to read over the entire document to find what is relevant. At the same time, it would allow everyone to read any sections they felt are important. Changing to another topic, the interviews showed several findings regarding email communication. According to them, many of us hope to reduce the volume in our inboxes. Barklin Consulting comments that this is a widespread complaint across all industries. I believe that part of the solution to this is to carefully distinguish between CC and BCC when sending an email. While it is easy to send a copy of every email to disclosed recipients or undisclosed recipients, everyone should take a moment to think about who really needs to read the message. I'm sure everyone feels that email communication can be irritating and time-consuming if we have to glance through messages that are unrelated to us. Further, each group should be careful to update their address books. Some of you, for example, comment that you transferred to a new section several months ago, but are still receiving email from your former section as a BCC or CC message. This is definitely counterproductive. I've always thought that there is a great variety of styles in email communication in our company. Some feel that a long, polite email is essential to proper communication, and others feel that a short, direct email is sufficient, just as a quick paper memo would be. The person in charge from Barklin suggests that the short, direct style can be risky. It may seem gruff and can lead to misunderstanding. That does not necessarily mean that we should go to the other extreme, but that each person should be aware that others may take their message in a different way. We want to avoid unnecessary problems internally, and of course when we are communicating with clients. Politeness and a quick rereading of the email before pressing the send button are highly recommended. In response to the Barklin report, I propose that weekly department meetings be changed to biweekly. We realize this may seem to leave a gap in communications, but we believe that any potential gap can be bridged by occasional small focus group meetings. Second, we will solicit suggestions from everyone regarding flexible meeting corners on each floor. We have handed out suggestion forms with space for you to sketch and explain the kind of table size and configuration you think would work best.